Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Good morning, darling.
Greetings, my little buttercup. Oh, you seem rather chipper.
I just received a phone call from Odyssey Middle School. They want me to fill in for a teacher while she's out on maternity leave.
They undoubtedly saw how proficiently you handled the history class. I assume you'll be a regular before you know it. Which subject will you be teaching this time?
Literature.
Perfect.
Exactly. I'm very excited.
To celebrate, I shall concoct us both a high-protein, all-natural fruit smoothie.
Oh, you're such a romantic.
Hi, Eugene. Hi, Katrina.
Oh, hello, Olivia.
Salutations, Olivia.
May I please have a Wadfam Choc-Sod?
Of course. Coming right up.
Psst. Hey, Olivia.
What was that?
I think Jay is trying to get your attention.
Psst. Hey, psst.
Okay, perhaps you should go over and see what he wants.
I guess so. What do you want, Jay?
Just sit down and act like nothing has happened.
But nothing has happened.
Then it should be easy for you. I just overheard the worst news.
Like what?
Well, it started when Katrina came in and Eugene called her his little buttercup. Seriously. And then he kissed her and...
could you just get to the point, please?
Anyway, Katrina is going to be our substitute in literature class.
Cool! Wait, why is that bad news?
What? Are you kidding? My cousin's neighbor's friend was tutored by Katrina, and she made him do crazy things, like memorize all the presidents and state capitals, and he was only 14. Think of what she'll have us do. We'll have to memorize all the works of William Shakespeare Hemingway, or read that kind of poetry that doesn't rhyme.
I think you're overreacting.
We're doomed.
It will be fine. I hope...
Good morning, class. My name is Mrs. Meltzner, with an S, and I'll be your teacher while Mrs. Gomez is gone.
Hi, Mrs. Meltzner.
Hi, Mrs. Meltzner.
Now, I see that Mrs. Gomez gave you a project that's due next week. Okay, for the week after, I'd like you to do a written report on the effect of the Gutenberg printing press on literature. The paper should be 3 pages long, typed and double-spaced, with a properly formatted reference page.
3 pages? Mrs. Gomez only had us write 2. I mean, 1.
Triple-spaced. And we don't even know what a formatted reference page is.
No? That's all right. I have a handout that explains it in detail. I'll be expecting reference pages with all of your reports. Now, today, we'll be talking about the use of imagery and symbolism in literature. Has anyone read Herman Melville's Moby Dick?
No.
Ugh, I can't believe we got Mrs. Meltzner for a sub. She's gonna expect us to learn a lot of boring stuff.
Did she do that in history, too?
Mm-hmm. She made us do all our homework, too.
Ugh, no!
Yes, I hate literature. Going to lit class is gonna be like... like going to prison.
Yeah, we'll be like inmates on one of those British prison ships she talked about today, where only 1 out of every 5 prisoners survived.
You were paying attention?
No! Are you kidding? Why would I pay attention to a lecture about press gangs and 18th century maritime laws?
Oh, this is awful. If we're going to act, we have to act now.
We could mutiny. We'll raid the captain's cabin and drag him out for a flogging and shout things like, "No more literature! Live in the real world!" or something like that.
Hey, guys, excuse me. I gotta get to my locker. Olivia, desperate times require desperate measures, and having Mrs. Meltzer as our sub is as desperate as it gets. We need to put her in her place. Otherwise, she's going to make our lives miserable.
You don't know that.
Oh, yes, I do. It's time to start. The prank attacks.
Yes.
You should give her a chance. She's a nice person.
She's the substitute teacher. And anyway, it's part of a sub's initiation into school.
I don't know. What kind of pranks would you pull?
Ooh, I've got some old gym socks I could put into her purse.
We could super glue her books shut. See? Nothing bad.
Not a chance. Count me out.
Oh, suit yourself. But you'll see. Mrs. Meltzner is only going to get worse.
She's not just Mrs. Meltzner. She's Katrina. We all know her, guys, and I trust her. She wouldn't do anything mean.
When she's at wit's end, she's Katrina. When she's at school, she's Mrs. Meltzner. We need to act while we still have the energy.
Yeah.
Good morning, class. I'm sorry I'm late, but someone appears to have put Vaseline on my car door handles. Yes, okay, yes, very amusing. Now, before we get started on your oral reports, I'm going to hand out the rewrites you did on your essay.
Ooh.
Yeah, I have to admit, I wasn't very impressed with them. Some of you seem to think that curly Q's and hearts as punctuation marks would improve the content. They didn't.
Wait a minute, Mrs. Meltzner?
Mm-hmm.
I think you made a mistake. You gave me a C. I got a B on the original, and this one's better.
It's not a mistake, Olivia. You corrected a few things, but there were a number of factual mistakes. Robert Frost was a 20th century poet, not 19th century.
Ooh. Well, but Mrs. Gomez always went up a grade if we do the rewrite at all. I got a B on the original, so yeah, I should get an A.
I can't comment on Mrs. Gomez's grading system since I'm not Mrs. Gomez, but for your work, a C is the highest you deserve.
A C? But that's not fair.
Okay, I'd be willing to give you another opportunity. We can talk after class about ways you can improve your work. All right, now let's start with the oral presentations. First up, Olivia Parker. What is wrong with this chair? All right. Who nailed my chair to my desk?
Hey, Olivia. Get your food and come sit down. Jay and I are thinking up more prank ideas.
I told you, I'm not interested.
Really? I thought you, of all people, would be.
Why's that?
You got a C on your rewritten essay and a B minus on the oral presentation.
Don't you usually get an A on oral reports?
Usually.
She's on a power trip. I warned you. She's trying to show us all that she's really tough. She wants us to be scared of her. It's not going to work, though. The Vaseline and the chair were just the beginning.
Well, I don't think your pranks are going to help the situation.
Oh, we're just warming up. You'll see.
And the next time you get a lower grade than you expect, you'll be begging us to let you join in.
I think I need to come up with a better term of endearment for you.
You're giving up on Buttercup so soon? You can always call me Katrina.
No, it needs to be something only I call you, and nothing common. I don't want to use the typical honey or dear or darling. Something cute and a little feisty.
Aww.
Like Chlorobia bacteria. Under a microscope, they look like they're dancing a little jig.
Oh, please no.
Oh.
I had an interesting day at school.
Oh?
For the most part, my classes are wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But my third period class is, well, I'm not sure what to make of them.
Well, are they giving you problems?
Little pranks here and there. I sense that a few of them are testing my authority.
That often happens with substitute teachers.
The irony is that if they spent half the energy in their work as they did in their efforts to get out of work, they'd all have A's.
I have no doubt you'll win them over.
I hope you're right. And so it wouldn't be a stretch to say that Washington Irving, an American writer, had a significant influence on foreign writers like Charles Dickens. You're dismissed. And a special thank you to whomever put the frogs in my coat pocket. I'll be donating them to your science class for dissection later.
Mrs. Meltzner?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to talk to you about the grade you gave me for my part of the presentation yesterday.
The B-minus?
Yeah, the B-minus. Why a B-minus? Wasn't my presentation very good?
The presentation itself was good. Your projection and eye contact were superb.
Thank you.
But a lot of your facts were wrong. Your subject wasn't well researched. You might say it was sloppy work. So you got a B minus instead of an A, and arguably I was being generous.
But, Mrs. Meltzner, I worked really hard on it. I mean, even harder than Jay, and he got a B minus too.
Because it was a team effort. But next time, if you work as hard on getting your facts right as your presentation, you'll probably get that A.
Okay.
Is that all?
Yes. Thank you, Mrs. Meltzner.
See you tomorrow.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Well, how did it go?
She wouldn't change it. I worked hard on that report, and she said it was sloppy.
Some teachers are like that. That's why they have to be set straight.
Whoa. I guess.
The whole class is sick of it. Just look at the names on our sign-up sheet.
Wow. It looks like you signed up everyone in the class.
Just about. Obviously, you're not the only one frustrated with her. Sign right here. We're having our next meeting at lunch. Will I see you there?
I'll be there.
Okay, remember the plan, everyone. Whenever Mrs. Meltzner says the word class, everyone screams and changes seats. Got it?
Got it, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, ooh, she's coming.
Ooh, act normal.
Oh, good morning. Sorry I'm late, class. I was...
Well, that was interesting.
Okay. Perhaps now we can continue. All right, class, please take out your... Settle down, class. This is ridiculous. Sit down, everyone. I have no problem with giving a week of detention to the entire class.
Ah, mutiny, takeover. Ah, rebellion.
Oh, sorry.
Now, you will open your books to page 231, and you will quietly write down your answers to all the questions at the end of the chapter.